Yeah. Yeah, WBCFFL. That's about all this song does, Mike.
Woo!
I'm rocking.
All right. God, royalty-free music sucks. My name is Troy Keener. I'm the commissioner of the BCFFL. Welcome to the Week 10 podcast. Coming to you live from Soup Party Productions Studio in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And I'm pleased to announce that I have with me this evening 1998 champion and co-host Mike Minnick of the IMUS. Welcome, Mike.
Well, it's great to be here, and I'm so excited for next year's draft.
Oh, yeah.
When I pick second.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple of weeks for you. Me too. I don't. Between the two of us, since we talked last, we have four losses, right?
I don't even know.
Our division is just it's ghost
terrible.
Land. I don't even want this. I'm embarrassed, you know.
It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing, and both of my games were winnable, I think, and to lose them just, you know, my own, basically at my own hands, by my own hands, it's really depressing. So here we are.
Here we are.
we're winless in the last 4 weeks, but we're here. We're going to be doing a podcast. There's lots to talk about. Lots has happened in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
NFL-wise and BCFL-wise.
Right. The scores last week, you know, Hardy won the highest score with a 117.
Really?
In week three, that would have been the second lowest score, I believe.
Really?
Or the third.
It seems like the last 3 or 4 weeks, scores have been down.
Yeah, well.
Why do you think that is?
It might have something to do with the buys and with injuries. And
man, the buys are pretty.
COVID's been rearing its head at different.
And NFL games, maybe the scoring's down, too. I didn't take note. I mean, obviously,
I
it must
know.
Be.
I know.
I know our scores are down.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was it. I was just like, I saw the high score. I was trying to figure out who it was. I'm like, holy crap.
That is low. I didn't know that.
117.
That says, what, third highest score of the year so far? I think that's his third.
Well, I don't know. He got one this past week. He got two in a row.
Two in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to be on cloud nine right now.
He is on cloud nine.
Yeah.
He's up there at 9-1, looking down on everybody else.
Well, he's looking.
Thumping his chest.
He's looking even with Ed.
Well, yeah.
Let me see here. Just looking just real quick. You said he's run two in a row.
He should have won this week and last week.
Oh, yeah. That's funny how he updates it so quick when it's his team. Did you notice that?
You know what?
Usually it's like. Oh, yes.
Before we go any further,
please go ahead.
I've been waiting so long for this Lions head.
That look of anticipation on your face.
Gosh.
Oh, look at that foaming up for you. Go ahead.
It comes right out of the fridge. That cold foams up.
Right out of the fridge? Yeah.
At your
Lions
place.
Head executives, man. I'm telling. Okay. Well, yeah, we want to thank Lions head for sponsoring week 10 and the BCFL season 31. Yeah, my point is that you know, it usually takes Hardy till like maybe Thursday or so to fill out the high scores or who is out of the death pool. But when his team wins, when
he's
it's the B
it.
Team, it's updated immediately. So he put down 171. Are you sure it was 117?
Last week. What did he have for last week?
Oh, last week was 119.
Oh, 119.
Okay. Right. So that is his third of the year.
Wow.
Wow, he's got three.
I've got.
I don't see you on here.
I'm not on here.
Heroes are on there once. Grimm's on there twice. Balin's on there twice. I'm on there once, and so is the Bing on there once. And so it's another point. Looks like it comes down to this week for the Death Pool, right?
The Brothers Grimm.
And the Grim Reaper.
And the Grim Reaper.
Isn't that special? That should be interesting.
That'll be good. That should be good. Yeah. However, Brothers Grimm does not have Bradford. Bradford?
Stafford.
Stafford. That's what I meant.
You know, Stafford hasn't been doing much for him lately. He didn't do much for him 2 weeks ago when I played the Grim and I lost, but I had a I had an opportunity to.
He didn't do much.
I could have stole that game. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about
we
my.
Can't dwell on how pathetic.
Not going to dwell. You know, you're only one game out of first place.
All you
got to
do is
three and seven.
Win four in a row.
Well, that's not going to be possible because, you know, once after this week we get into division games, and it's going to tighten things up for sure.
It's already tight.
It's tight. Yeah, it's really tight. When you have how many teams? We got two teams at 3-7 and one team in 0-10, so there's a lot of wins spread out. Oh, that's another thing. There's been some question about the playoffs that I want to clear up, and I'm going to send an email out as well, but just for the people listening on the podcast. The playoffs are six teams, three division winners, three wild cards. From the wild cards come from any division, the next three best teams with the best record. And then, you know, we have the tiebreakers in there as well, which, we can dive into that. I don't know if you want to, Mike.
We'll wait till we get closer to
that. There was some question that, you know, since we are, 4-6 and I'm leading the division.
Right.
There was some question that, you know, is somebody, and I said, no, it was somebody, like owner texted me on the side. He thought that. It was the best six teams, and that's not true. It's the
three division
winners and then the three next best teams, which, you know, at this rate, it might even the division winner is probably going to have a worse record than some of the wild cards.
Sure. It looks like the other two division winners will get the byes.
Yes, I'm sure of that.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Oh, and that's another thing, too. I wanted to – and the third division winner is the three seed.
Right.
And then, we reseed after every week.
Okay.
We don't keep it, you know what I mean?
Whoever plays the one will play the worst seeded
Correct.
Team.
Right. So, I mean, we're not going to reseed. You're still going to be 1-6, but it's just one plays the worst.
Right.
Okay. I wanted to clear that up, too, because I was asked about that as well. I want to also bring up the trade deadline is Thursday at kickoff. And as we saw from last night.
And last week.
There's some trades going on.
Yeah.
I'm not going to dive into this right now, but, I mean, the reason we have 4 weeks to go to this, before the end of the season is pretty much what we experienced. Now, we have a team that's 0-10, so they're going to be,
selling off.
They don't have to wait into the last four, but. There might be some teams like yourself or Cooch that's only one game out. You'd be crazy to give up, when you can still make a run at it.
Right. I would like to – I don't know where you keep the list of rule change proposals. I don't think I've had one on there yet.
No, we've only had one. It's actually on the main page of the website.
Okay.
I just put Tom's up there.
What was Tom's?
Tom's was an email last night that already this morning about to be eligible for a keeper you have to
Keep him on your roster.
Yeah,
draft him and keep him on your roster.
Dropping
all year.
A player, picking up a player, or trading a player nullifies that player's eligibility.
Right. I would like to just have a vote to make sure everybody's still on the same page with wanting a keeper. I think that we've done it 3 or 4 years. I don't know how long it's been.
Yeah.
What's
funny,
Ed
was the one at the beginning of the year saying, F the keeper, this is bullshit. But he is the one who basically benefited from this trade.
Now, it wouldn't – this coming year would still be the keeper.
Correct.
But if we would vote, that this would be the last year
so you
for
want,
it.
So you almost want like a ratification of it.
I
want
to make sure that everybody's still on board with it.
Is that a vote? How could you vote that? So you're voting
to
take away.
Do you want to keep – yes. Do we want to keep –
So
keeper.
You're not voting to take it. You're not proposing to take it away. You're voting to see if we want to keep it or not. There's a difference,
it's the same thing.
I don't know if it is the same thing.
Sure. Do
I
you
guess
want
it would
to?
Be the same thing.
Yeah.
So you're voting to eliminate it.
I would be open to it. I don't know how everybody else is feeling.
Oh, you just want to make sure that the league feels the same.
That all of a sudden, there's not only four people that are like, man, I love this keeper. And the other eight people are like, I could – fucking care less or not, and it would streamline our rules. you get rid of
yeah.
the whole bottle of rules that we have.
Yeah, I mean, it did affect this year for sure, you know, because, you know, this
right.
is the first
and
time this really came up.
And making sure that everybody understood, because there's a huge difference between him keeping him in the third round, which is what it is, the third round, which is the 25th pick, and if he was told it would be the fourth round, that's the 48th pick or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a huge difference. But it was already done and everything is fine and he didn't seem upset over it or anything.
No, I don't think he is because,
no.
You know, you have to remember, I mean.
He is from Dallas.
He's a keeper from Ed himself as well. And he's
right.
having a great season.
Sure.
And if you look at, I mean, point for point, I didn't look at it. I didn't pull it up. But they got to be close fantasy points wise, right?
I would think.
Didi might even have, or is it Seedy or Didi?
Seedy.
Seedy might even have more points than.
Did you say Duty?
I said Didi.
Oh, okay.
He might even have more points than McCaffrey. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he does, actually, now you say that, because McCaffrey's yeah. only played three games.
So, I mean, on paper, you know, people are blowing up about it. My phone blew up as well. But, you know. Scott did, I mean, you know, this is one of those things where, it's, as commissioner goes, they did it within the rules of the, of
yeah,
the current rules.
There was nothing outrageous
and
about it.
The only way I can ever see, and I think I've only done it once, where I did not approve a trade, because I can't tell, no one can tell what's going to happen to any player
no.
in the future. The only time that, and I hope you agree, the only time is, is if you feel that there's some kind of collusion, there's some kind of like the teams are working together against somebody
right.
else.
Has there ever been a
yes, there was.
There
one.
Was one?
Yeah, yeah. There was a Yingsty, as a matter of fact, tried to put in a – it wasn't a trade, but was it, basically he was telling other teams that he's ready to – at this – you know, check the website right now. I'm going to drop this guy right now.
Okay.
He used the phrase "little birdie said," little
right,
a little
right.
birdie told me to check the roster at this point.
Okay,
you know,
right.
you know, so that way you can get around. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
So there
yeah.
was rules in place for that too, but you know, nowadays it's not. You know, the reason. I mean, so looking back at the trade yesterday, yes, my or I almost said miser. Scott was looking for
a keeper
for next year. He's 0-10. You can't blame him.
Sure.
And Jerry, or jeez, I'm having a bad night here, Mike.
It's all right. You're coming back from
Ed,
great vacation. So.
Ed was looking to, as he does every year,
to improve his team.
Every year, Ed goes through this, and every year we go through the same song and dance and complaining about Ed's latest trade. The thing is, you know, some people make, you know, this is something that's nothing new to the league. Everybody had good points. Tom had some good points. And I like his proposal, so we'll put that on the slate for next year. I've got yours. I just updated the website with yours, Mike.
Oh, wow. You're on the ball.
I'm on the ball. Which?
How is the new computer?
I'm starting to get back to normalcy a little bit. I lost a lot of stuff with the old one. I did have a backup of pictures from Morgan when she was young and stuff like that. So
oh, my.
And a lot of BCFL documents. Managed to save that, so.
Oh, good.
I mean, right. yeah, it was, it's that thing, as you guys have seen through many drafts, that thing was a brick, and it was very old, so not really surprising. Other NFL news, BT or BCFFL news, Mike? I mean, we didn't even talk about, I mean, it's been COVID, Rodgers and COVID, that was last week's news, but
yep.
no reason to talk about that anymore, other than, you know, it was kind of a
tank for Adams. Anyway, go ahead.
Who?
Adams, you know, didn't help him at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I think we saw what...
He's got two touchdowns. I don't know if you're aware of that. Two.
Yeah, I am. You tried to trade him to me. So I am aware of it.
I did?
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, okay. You offered him up there.
Well, that's because you like Green Bay.
Yeah. But
and he can't finish with two. He's got to get at least four.
Yeah. Well, we saw what we got with Love, which was not...
Ooh.
Not very pretty.
Yeah.
So, boy, I hope they can hold on to him again next year. I don't care what he calls immunization or what he calls that. I don't care as long as he keeps throwing, wearing that uniform
playing.
On Sundays, man.
Right.
I think, you know, I'd be the first to say it was a dick move for him to do that. But, I mean,
well, thank God we don't talk about these political things.
Oh,
this
Brett
podcast.
Favre's a Brett Favre's a complete idiot.
We don't talk about this. Brett
Favre's down there in Mississippi. He can't pay. He's not even paying his own bills, or he's like in some kind of like shouting argument with the state of Mississippi about no shows and. No show commitments.
And they sold stock. You know, they made $90 million.
Green Bay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They redid that.
Well, they have to.
Right. Do you know what that is? They give you a piece of paper saying you own a stock and that there's absolutely
there's a
something to hang on the wall.
Yeah, there's a meeting once a year. You can get a proxy vote if you want. I mean, you can go to it, but not everybody can even attend.
Yeah. And then then
Mark Murphy makes a decision. You know, Mark, the guy was on the plane with.
Right.
He makes a decision in the end anyway.
And they do use that $90 million for paying payroll and all kinds
Absolutely.
Of
stuff. The stadium improvements, everything.
I wonder when these other
it's grandfathered. It's a grandfathered they've already NFL put that in place a long time ago. There can be no other franchise that's made like this. It was there was a one point that Curly Lambeau was going to buy the team, but the fact that he didn't, he kept it city owned. Probably the best. Otherwise, it would never be in Green Bay still. There's no way that team would be in Green Bay had it not be city owned.
No, that was more interesting. That was interesting. Anyway. Anything else going on? You want to talk about your trip?
No, it was a good trip.
Good trip?
Yeah.
What was the weather?
Beautiful. 87, the sunny.
St. Lucia, right?
Yep. Yeah. Went to a volcano. Did a mud bath. Yeah.
In the volcano?
It was the water that was downstream from the, you know, it was steam everywhere, so it was an active volcano, and the water flows down off of it, and it's pure, like, black.
Were there topless beaches there for it?
No. No, there wasn't. No, it was actually nudity is frowned upon on it there. So. But, you had to get in this, you cover yourself in this, like, mud. That they have there that has, you know,
healing powers.
Yeah, and then you go into this water that's black, and then it like takes off the mud. And this is like hotter than any whirlpool I've ever been in. It's like 110 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's all from the volcano. It's pretty wild. And this is downstream. Like I can only imagine how hot this water must be when it first comes out. But this is that they built like little. Cement, like they've captured the water into like little compartments where you can walk down in and sit in it.
No kidding.
Which is really cool. But it really, you came out of there and it was almost like all your skin felt like it was like cleanest. Like
you look rejuvenated.
Thanks,
Mike. You look like you're
like Jerry
tanned.
Said. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, Jerry said I was trying to keep my color. I didn't go to a tanning bed for God's sakes. You know.
No. We all have our standards.
Yeah, but. But I know I do appreciate your concern, Jerry. That I'm keeping my color. I appreciate that. I'll keep that in mind. Yeah. How about you, Mike? What did you do the last 2 weeks did you made it without the podcast?
Yeah, I made it without.
And we're definitely gonna get this uploaded for you. We're just a couple weeks behind, but I'm working on it, Vince. Just be patient.
Be patient, he says. Okay. But this weekend I'm going to the Wolf Lodge, not the Wolf Lodge.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about
Wolf
that.
Wolf Sanctuary
over here
in
Lititz.
Yes.
I've heard a lot about it, never been there.
So the,
you'll have to let me know.
It's going to be a beautiful evening with a lot of howling at the moon.
Oh, yeah?
Wolves and
the wolves are you.
You'll never know.
Make sure the pack's not involved.
Oh, so I'm looking forward to not slamming my head into a wall and watching much football this weekend.
I had no idea that they even had a little room there. I've lived there 15 years, never visited the Wolf's Lair.
Oh yeah, it's wonderful.
But they do have fundraisers around town, always raising for money for the Wolves and stuff.
Huh, we were there previously, there were all kinds of, like, animal carcasses. I guess if, like, people hit a deer or something, they just and drop it
they
off.
They throw off.
Throw it into the wolves.
They must be well-fed, then, if that's because there's plenty of carcasses to go around here.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It is pretty interesting.
Well, you have to let us know how it goes.
I'll take some pictures. I'll show you. You won't be able to see it on the podcast.
Of the wolves. Not of the liar. The wolves liar.
Okay.
Lair, whatever.
correct.
Do you want to comment on the trade at all that's been how do you feel about it?
I have no problem with it.
Yeah, me neither. I really didn't. I mean,
no. Well, the only problem I had is the week before I had traded with Tom Kelce for Fournette.
Oh, yeah.
And
I don't know if I like that trade so much.
Well, I need a running back. I didn't have any running backs. Kelce, you know, he isn't doing shit. He just still.
Yeah, sometimes people get hung up on the name, you know, and they don't look at the numbers.
Correct.
Kind of like you were trying to trade me Adams last week. You were hoping I get caught up on the name.
Well, yeah, he can't finish his game.
You know. I know what you were doing, but anyway, you know.
But back to that trade, you know, I was happy with it, and then I look on the message board, and Scott said, "Oh, I'll give you, McCaffrey and Goddard for Jackson and Kelce," which wouldn't have made any sense because they were like my second and third round pick, I believe.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't. Yeah.
And then he wouldn't have been able to keep anybody. But once I saw that, I thought, holy shit, he's going to get rid of McCaffrey.
Well, it's funny that.
So I quick emailed him back, said, hey, I'll give you Jackson. And he said, no.
Oh, he already made the. Yeah. Well, Ed had offered me CD.
Uh-huh.
Like 30 minutes before the trade, he wanted Eckler for him. And I said, no thanks on that one.
Yeah. Well, Ed did try to get Kelce with. Who's the hurt running back in San Diego? No, not San Diego.
Eckler's solid.
Seattle.
Oh, yeah, he did offer me Carson, too.
Carson.
Yeah,
yeah.
He offered me Carson.
He thought that
well.
Was good. The guy that could not play the rest of the year with a bad neck.
Yes. Yeah, well, I mean, this is, you know.
He works his magic, though.
Yeah, he does. I mean, there's a lot of trade talk going around, so expect it for another few more days.
So if anybody wants Jackson, for a kicker, I don't care.
Anything else, Mike? What else is new? Anything else in the NFL? I guess not. I mean,
no. There's just so many. Last week there were so many upsets. Buffalo lost to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And I mean, there was.
I didn't see that one coming.
Oh my
God! Nobody did.
This whole year, there's been nothing but weird. Like
can't get a
Tampa
handle.
Bay
Dallas
just
lost too.
Yeah, Dallas lost to Denver.
Yeah, that was a weird game.
Tampa Bay just lost
to the Redskins.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, who the hell knows what's going on?
You can't get a handle on it. And I've been a victim of just playing the wrong people, thinking, you know, they're due. But I got to stop thinking that way. Forget about being due anymore.
Yeah,
you know what
due.
I mean? You can't do that anymore. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, especially with 4 weeks to go, it's like, it's almost like, especially for
you
and me. Like
I tried.
It's a win-win. I mean, it's a must-win situation for anybody in our division.
I picked up two quarterbacks last week to try to block, you know, the hell did I play? Snipers. From them having a quarterback, I thought, I can live with them having.
You forgot already? Yeah. Nice move.
I could live with them having Lawrence because I like that matchup, so I put money on the other one, and it worked out. And Lawrence didn't do anything,
yeah.
But neither did any player on my team. So it didn't work out.
Well, it's funny you should mention last week. I had the crazy – I was coming back from that Van Gogh experience.
Uh-huh.
And Taylor scores 48 points on Thursday night.
Oh, my God.
And I got – you know, I was thinking I have to – decide. I have to, you know, and then I, you know, I ended up losing that game. I mean, I just
– it's crazy.
It's been a frustrating 2 weeks, but
– frustrating year.
Well, yeah, you could say that.
All right, should we do some reviews?
Let's go into some reviews, sure.
All right.
Where do you want to start?
Well, we'll start with the high point.
Sure, you want to try it? You don't want to refresh up that line?
Yeah, I'm going to refresh in pretty quickly here. I'm going to start with the high score B team, 171. Brothers Grimm, 114. So the B team's now 9-1. Brothers Grimm are 6-4. Are Brothers Grimm leading that division?
They are.
Wow, that's pretty good. And the Mighty Heroes
are
also 6-4. Bada bing, 5-5.
And the Great Bruce, 5-5. They lost an opportunity to, you know, to get a game.
Remember
separation.
How stupid I was when I said they weren't going to beat anybody outside their division? You know who's not beating anybody outside their division?
You.
Our whole division.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, the B team, oh, Mahomes only had 59.3.
That's it. You know.
Yeah, you only had 59.
Yeah, everyone's figured him out, right?
Yeah, everybody, everybody knows. Play that shell defense. Oh, you know what? The Raiders don't play that. So they had 406 yards and 5 touchdowns. DeAndre Swift playing really good for him all year. 16.5.
Yeah.
He rushed 30.
That was a good. I was watching that game down there in Caribbean. It's a shame that Detroit lost.
That's the game that they had on down there?
Well, it was an overtime, so they were playing the bonus coverage. And yeah.
All right.
Hockenson had one attempt thrown at him the whole day, and he didn't catch it.
You don't want to get rid of that keeper? Let's get rid of the keeper.
I'm about done with him.
Swift, 33, 130 yards. Debo Samuel playing out of his freaking mind.
Yep.
31.3 points. He was 5 for 97 with a 40-yard touchdown, and he also rushed 5 times for 36 yards and 8 yards.
This game was close at one point, but he blew it out. Blew it wide open that after
Mahomes.
Sunday and Monday night. Forget about it.
Connor had 15.4. By the way, when I do these, I generally just do quarterbacks and anybody that scores over 15 points.
Did not know that.
That's what I just...
Good. Good,
one of the people wonder why I don't. Yeah. So Connor has 10 for 39.
Wow, there's a method to your madness.
Otherwise, you know, I drive myself fucking nuts. That's why there's only like, for me, there's like, you know, one
person. Yeah, I remember you mentioned
it
once. There was one team where you said,
and that's all I got.
P4 and DFW. They're like, this is a score. That's all I got. But next.
So the Brothers Grimm, Stafford, like you said, he's been a little rough there. He had 13.25 points, 243 yards.
Second week in a row, he's really he's had less than 20.
He had that touchdown, and he threw an interception for a touchdown. The Ernest Johnson, 15.7, 19 for 99. I hate to see 99. Wouldn't you get that 100 and get that bonus? Anyway. And Evans, 18.2. He only had 2 catches for 62 yards, but he had a 40-yard touchdown.
Well, they had Chubb on the bench.
Oh, you know what? D'Ernest Johnson also
had
7 catches for 58. Man, that was pretty good.
The thing is, Grimm would have beat, like, every other team except, like, 2 with 114.
Well, yeah, the scores. Last week, I looked, there were 6 teams that didn't score 100. I think of 6 again that didn't score 100 points.
Yeah, you're right.
It's getting pretty bad. And then the Dolphins, 24 points.
Yeah, they didn't even want to take the Dolphins.
Well, who? What the fuck? We need to get rid of defenses.
They took the Dolphins
too.
After I took the Vikings.
Yeah.
They should be thanking me.
All right. Next game, bailing out.
They should be thanking me for this.
That's true. I'm going to get another Lions.
Go ahead, Mike.
Head.
Help yourself to a Lions. That beautiful Lions head. That's a Pilsner Lions.
All right, here we go. Oh, bailing out.
Yeah, don't get.
They're now 9-1, 97.5 over the Bulldogs.
A winnable game for me, and it was that C.D. Lamb is really what.
And they even took him out because he got hurt.
Really?
He was questionable. Yeah, they took him out. They were up by so much once he pulled his ham.
Cooper's been a disappointment. He's just not scoring.
Yeah.
And it's killing me.
Brady had 25.2, pretty bad game for Brady. He only had 25 points, 220 and 2 touchdowns. C.D. Lamb, 25.6, 6 for 91 and 2 touchdowns, or 6 for 94, excuse me. That's all I got for them. The Bulldogs, Tannehill, 22.75, that's not bad. 213.
He's been 20, 25 points.
With a touchdown and a rushing touchdown. And then Jonathan Taylor, man. You made a nice pick there, Troy.
Yeah.
He's got some speed to burn, and he's
got
doing
some
really
power,
well.
Yeah. He's really good.
21.6 points he got. Rushed the ball 21 times, 116 yards with a 4-yard touchdown. Michael Carter, I threw him in there just because he's really playing well for you, too. He got 14.2, 16 for 39 with a touchdown, and 4 receptions for 43 yards. Hunter Henry on your bench, 15.7.
I know.
Hockenson, who had 0 in your lineup.
Not even 1 catch. I thought he was due. I thought He's been injured all year. It was the first week that he didn't have an injury.
Yeah.
Jackson Nash, I thought he was going to be, like, lighting it up.
Who are you going to play this week?
Henry's in there for sure.
Henry's in there.
I might just – maybe anybody want Hockenson, please call me or text me. I'm done playing this back and forth bullshit.
Well, that's all I got for that game.
You know what I mean?
Right. And that was because bailing out got eliminated from that from the pool. That's
oh,
why,
yeah,
that's
97.5.
Yeah. So, like we said earlier, there's only two teams left. The winner gets a big $120.
Who do you like in winning that?
I like the Reaper.
Wow, okay. Well, all right.
So, we'll see there. Who do you like?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Okay.
I'm just asking your opinion.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't have had one, but I did a little preview. And he's got a lot of players on buy and are hurt.
I figured you look at matchups.
Yeah. Next, I got Snipers and the MLS.
Close game.
That was a close one. Snipers.
A close, low-scoring game.
Sure was. 70.5 to 70.
These are the ones you hate to lose. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, you hate to lose. You know what you really hate to do?
No.
You really hate to stay up a fucking Monday night and just wait the entire game to the last drive when that cocksucker Renfro gets fucking 3 catches for 25 yards and buries me in garbage time.
Is that how it ended?
Yeah, that's how it ended.
Oh, man.
I didn't know that. 22 yards the first 3.5 quarters.
Wait, that wasn't Monday. That was Sunday night, wasn't
fucking night it was.
Take it easy.
I don't know. All right, wow, it might have been Sunday night.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't. Oh, my God.
All I know
the
is
last drive
I had to work, and I was too mad to fall asleep, and I got like 2 hours sleep.
Oh, man. That was the last drive, and he got you. Were you refreshing it, making sure that wasn't it?
I was watching. I was watching.
Well, when it gets to a half a point, you can all, any, you know, like, remember the old Hardy had an issue with CBS?
Well, I looked the next day, and I'm thinking, come on,
some kind of correction.
Yeah, change Cleveland to a sack or something, you know? And then there's nothing.
He got 12 points from Buffalo, though. He beat you with his own, with the Bills.
Yeah, well, he beat me because my team sucks. That's why.
Oh, boy.
They're now 6-4. He had, you did have 3 people score.
Well, you
touchdowns.
Had the lowest. Well, you didn't have the lowest score of the week.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Hold on, Mike. I'm gonna have Lions head here, Mike.
Right. You know, I was the third lowest with that pathetic 70.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
P4.
Two teams in the 60s.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
What's going on, Mike?
What's going on? Apparently, my team's allergic to the end zone. I had one touchdown. One touchdown. I remember complaining a couple weeks ago when I had 2. I didn't know it could get worse. I guess it could get worse. There's one more.
It could always get worse. There's 4 games left.
Right. So here we go. Jackson was my high scorer. 23.8. No, I don't fucking know what he had. I didn't even write it down. I don't know what Jackson
19.8. That's horrible. Jerry was very, very... he was very, very adamant about how bad the Baltimore play calling was.
Well, apparently Miami is, you know, the next coming of Chicago
why
defense.
Why is Jerry so
85?
Worried about the Baltimore? Why does he hate Baltimore so much?
Because last year he had Jackson.
Yeah,
and
I think
Jackson
so. He definitely holds a grudge, this guy.
You telling me?
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, you would know.
Yeah, so... He threw for 238 yards with 1 touchdown and 9 for 39. Oh, and by the way, the last play of that game. Do you know what happened the last play of that game?
No, Mike.
What? Jackson threw his first ever red zone interception in the end zone. First ever of his career in the NFL. You know how much that is? That's -2.
2 points.
-2. You know what happens if he just throws it into the ground or the cocksucker catches it from the pass before? I win.
And that was the last play of the game.
Well, then they came out and knelt on it. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So this is definitely one that got away, Mike. You'd be in first place if you would have won last week.
I'd be tied for first. Yeah. I'd be sitting pretty at 4-6. I got upset.
But now you're just, you know.
Yeah, now I'm all just. Right. I'm just I got pick number 2. Pick 2. Just
well, that might be you and
just let Mahomes fall to me. Because I know.
Suddenly that P4 I miss matchup has something.
He already beat me once, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm down there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you definitely were looking at number 2. All right.
Number 2 in my sights.
Damn.
Yeah. All right. Next game.
Sorry.
Yeah, no shit. Bada bing. And DFW, Bada Bing is now 5-5, and they scored 78
points. Let me ask you, now that he's sold, that he McCaffrey's gone, I think he might actually not – he might go the season winless.
You know, he might, because I actually thought that he could win this week. He's playing Jerry.
Yeah, you picked him.
But he's got
– No, Jerry picked him this week, DFW.
Oh, did he? Well,
Jerry must have thought the same thing.
Well, he's got Edwards-Helaire coming back.
Or are you talking this week? Upcoming week.
This upcoming week. He's playing Jerry this upcoming week. And he's got the fucking guy for Arizona quarterback coming back.
Kyler.
He's got Kyler coming back. And he would have had McCaffrey. I mean, his team was probably
the best
on the verge of,
coming back. And now it's gone.
Now it's gone. And it's not like anybody else.
Well, he's got Gainwell still in there.
Yeah. So, anyway, bada bing.
Yeah. Tom was so pissed about that. Hubbard and Gainwell.
You know how I was screaming?
Well, Tom, you didn't realize that Hilaire's coming back. So give him some credit, Tom.
Well, you know, it could be. he might be. He might. He's, I think he will, but maybe he won't.
All right. Well, I might have to consider that.
You know how I'm screaming about one touchdown?
Yeah.
Bada Bing had one touchdown from his defense. A complete shit luck.
Oh, yeah, he
defense.
Did.
That's the only touchdown. But he got the win.
Yeah, you got a win at 78 points. Oh, my gosh.
Justin Jefferson at 16.9, 9 for 143.
Hold on. I just realized something. The Snipers got a win at 70.5.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
sorry, Mike. Yeah. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, all right. That's all I got for the bang. DFW Garoppolo had 27.2, and McCaffrey at 16.1. And I'm telling you, that Starfania Bell on Fantasy Focus said that they were stretching him out at the end of that game, and he only played 40% of the snaps. And she said he's not over this.
So you don't think you think he's kind of damaged good still?
I think that if they overuse him, which now they're what's Carolina's record? I think they're 5-5 or something like that.
Yeah, they might.
They're going to put him in, and I think he's going to tear that sucker, and Ed's going to be crying that he made that trade.
Okay. All right. Well.
All right. Anyway, here we go. We had heroes. This was I wasn't even that close either. Heroes and the big TDs. 152.7 to 104.
That's a lot of points in the Heroes.
Heroes are 6-4. Yeah, big TDs are 4-6. Prescott had 36.3, 296, two touchdowns, and a 4-yard rushing touchdown.
What the hell is this Stevenson guy?
Oh, he's the guy I had for the first 7 weeks. And then, you know, fucking Bill Belichick had him a healthy scratch, and I dropped him. And you know what happens 2 weeks later? He gets 26 points for fucking Carter. He gets 20 for 100.
Right on the button with 100 yards, too.
Two touchdowns. You know how many? Yeah. That's one more than my whole team scored, this jackass
you
who I dropped.
You had him on your team.
I drafted him. I had him on my team.
You drafted him?
Yeah.
Wow. I think sorry, Mike. I don't know what else to say.
No, I don't know. And then Diggs had 28.2, 8 for 160. Finally had a great game from Diggs. 8 for 162 and 12. Hill had 20.5. When's the last? Hill had 7 catches for 83 yards and 2 touchdowns, an 8 and a 1. Usually Hill's, 4 for 160 with an 80-yard touchdown. And the Colts had 17 points. 3 sacks and a blocked punt.
Playing that Jacksonville team, it's always you can always get some nice defensive points.
Big TDs had Hurts, 27.2, 178 passing yards with 2 touchdowns, and 14 for 53.
He's got to be real happy that Dylan's picking it up because what's his name's?
Yeah, Jones.
It's a sprain. It wasn't a tear.
Jones he's going to be out in the next 3 weeks.
Well, it's better than being out a year, right?
Yeah, he's out. Well, he's out the next 2 weeks, and they have a bye the 3rd week. So he's gonna use Dylan the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I heard they were looking at somebody today.
Because their backup got hurt.
Yeah. Jeez, I can't remember. Oh, it was a guy. It was a. Go ahead, Mike. It was somebody from the Colts a couple years ago that they might sign.
Mac?
No.
Oh, no. Who's the guy that, do they still have the guy that wanted to his release? I don't remember.
Yeah. Mac?
Yeah.
They still have him. They didn't trade him.
The guy that tore his ACL? Is that him? Or is that somebody else?
Somebody else.
Something, my brain is toast.
It's all right.
And then he's got Harris at 16.3. I'm telling you, Troy, mark my words, this Harris is going to go down with an injury. He had 26 carries, 105 yards, 4 receptions for 28. He's fucking had 30 touches in this fucking game. This guy's a rookie, and it's week 10, and Tomlin's running him like he's never going to have
like
another.
Like he's Earl Campbell.
Yeah. It's like, holy jeez, man.
Tomlin does not care.
He doesn't care. There's no way he makes it this season. There's no way. Put money on it right now.
Okay.
Take it to Caesars, because I'm never wrong. Yeah.
No, okay. You're never wrong.
No, not me. Here we go. One more game. Grim Reaper, 5-5. He scored 113.9. P4 scored 65.15. They're 3-7. Allen for had 366, 2 touchdowns. Ingram, 19.8. He got 4 for 47 with a touchdown and 4 receptions for 61 yards. Ingram. He's playing pretty good. He should be all right there for Tommy. And then he's got Kelsey at 14.9.
How do you like that?
8 for 119.
Did Kelsey
get he didn't get a touchdown.
I was gonna say.
He didn't get a touchdown.
Yeah. They're cursed with the
no.
It was Kerryon Johnson who worked out with the Pack.
Oh, Kerryon.
Yeah.
He's worked out with like 4 teams.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I think he got
damaged goods.
Yeah, he's
maybe a head case.
Herbert with a whopping 15.95. Somebody said they didn't like Herbert.
He's coming back down to earth a little bit.
Yeah. And Elliott had 17.8. He rushed 14 for 41.
This P4
I think he's
team.
Hurt. You know, I should have known they would suck because I liked them coming out of the draft.
You did.
I should have known. I said, oh, yeah. He's got a good. He's got.
They have struggled all year long.
They fell into some bad luck. With.
Well, their quarterbacks, and then they were playing the wrong one for a long time.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen has really underperformed.
Yeah, he's underperformed. The guy for Atlanta.
Gage?
No. The other guy that. with the mental issues.
Oh, Ridley.
Ridley.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be great.
Yeah, he was
high
sucked. On a lot of charts, for sure. All right. So is that all of them?
That's all of them.
Okay.
That was brutal. I got to quit that. I think I might do over 20 points from that one. That's too long. It takes too long to go over that. What time are we at?
Like no, we're 50? At 42 minutes. We're good.
Oh, all right.
We're right on target.
All right, I'll keep it at 15.
Jerry didn't send in his picks. Let me go over the picks here.
Ugh.
The last 2 weeks, I've added them up, compounded them. Compounded?
Sure.
I don't know. let's see. Last week, I don't know if that's the right compounded.
It sounds right.
I've run the numbers, Mike.
Okay.
How's that sound?
That sounds good.
2 weeks ago, you were 4-2. This past week, you were 3-3. So that puts you grand total 34-20.
Hey.
Still pretty good.
It's the only fucking
game.
Thing I can do.
This is the highlight of your year so far has been picking the games. Jerry last week was, let's see, he was 2-4. He had a bad week. And then this week, Jerry was 5-1. He bounced back. Was only one. He took the upset with DFW. He could have been 6-0 if he would have, but he was close with DFW. That makes him 27-21, 6 games up. I was 4-2 last week, and I was 4-2 this week.
Whoa!
29-25, still way, way, way behind you. 5 games behind you. I'm getting closer.
That's getting closer.
So, that's where we are there. We have already talked about the death pool. That's about all we got. I guess we can go into some previews.
All right.
Got some really let's go over where if the playoffs started today.
Jerry would be rocking.
Jerry
it.
Still would, as long as he's tied, he still beats me in the division record. Jerry would be in. Brothers Grimm would be the AFC. And bailing out would be NFC. B-Team would be in.
Yep.
And the Mighty Heroes, Snipers. Yeah.
Mighty.
Snipers, Mighty Heroes, and B-Team, believe it or not, would be.
Yeah, yeah.
Bing, Reaper, and me would be on the outside looking in. And you.
Sure. No, I'm
anyway,
way looking from the outside.
So, yeah, bailing out, even though they're no longer undefeated, still still in the driver's seat. And, you know, the B-Team is right there.
Yeah.
There's only, let's see, 50 points. Well, 50 points is 50.9.
That's going to start coming down.
Yeah, I think so, too. I was going to say, when is the week? Because that might be the game of the year right there when those two.
I think it's in. I think it's 13.
Is it week 13? Okay.
I'm not positive, I think. I think it was the week that Tennessee is off. Because
that would have impacted their.
That's when I, yeah. Thought
it is. It's week 13 is bailing out B-Team. If they both win this next couple weeks, and imagine them being like 12 and 1 each. Holy shit, we've never had that.
Imagine the poor team 5 is going to have to play them in the playoffs. Well, either you or
yeah, you're right.
Or Jerry gets the Midnight Snipers.
Gets a break.
Yeah,
right. Not that there is a break in the playoffs, but I mean, yeah.
That would be a break.
Yeah, it would be a break. Got to be really happy for both of them being, you know, 9-1 is pretty hard in our league. You know, we don't
the
see this very
runner,
often.
The front runner for the Jam Award is the B team.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not really.
Yeah, because the
you've been criticized before on your award and how
that's
come
fine. I don't care. Cool. But bailing out, you know, you can't spend all your Fab money and then, you know, take advantage of.
Are you going to reconsider taking the playoffs into account?
No, I'm not.
Okay. No. That was a quick. You thought long and hard about this.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't want to just give it to the team that wins the Keener Cup every year because they obviously make the right decisions.
No one's saying you have
the right
to do
moves,
that.
So I'm not doing that. I'm not getting pressured into this, Troy. I'm giving it the goddamn award the way I want to give
You know,
the
they
award.
Gave away the Manager of the Year award for the baseball today. Month after the series is over.
Well, I can give the award out whenever you want me to.
Okay.
It's still going to only be.
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, maybe you should wait to the end of the year to do it instead of doing it right before the playoff. Maybe that's what rubs people the wrong way.
Wow. Tell them to dial 1-800-KISS-MY-ASS.
Okay. Wow. Okay, let's get into some reviews, our previews,
Why
Mike.
Why don't we get into some previews?
I'm feeling this is never going to.
This is. When you're 3-7 and score one touchdown, you get a little red-ass Mike.
Okay, Mike, go ahead.
Oh, well, let's start with the Brothers Grimm and Imus.
This the game of the week?
No, that's not. It's not the game of the week. We got Baker and Chubb at home against Detroit.
Is Chubb back?
I believe he is.
He should be back.
Evans at home against the Giants. That sounds pretty good. Monday night, Pittsburgh or Pittman at Buffalo. That's not too good.
You know your favorite in this so far.
Yeah, you know what that means? That means not a goddamn thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Because they probably have my team scoring some touchdowns, which doesn't.
They have you at 100 points. That's pretty good.
I think I've been favored almost every week. Yeah, CBS didn't know their ass from a hole in the ground.
CBS is pathetic. It's really bad.
And then I got Jackson at Chicago. Fournette at home against the Giants.
So they got they're putting Corey Davis back in. That's a good move.
I was going to say, they didn't have, like, a kicker tight end. They needed a lot of help. A running back. They, like, had all kinds of fucking holes.
Yeah.
But luckily for them, they're playing.
Ty Johnson. Whoa, that's a stretch there.
I got Moss at home against
Indy.
You take
a backup running back from the Jets? Makes me wonder if Carter's okay.
All right. He's fine. Yeah.
Well, that is a. That must be slim pickings out there.
Yep. Adams at Minnesota. Lockett at home against Arizona. Oh, I love that Lockett. I tell you what, he really lights it up.
Yeah, I was gonna say you love him.
Those 2 weeks that he scored
those high-powered Seattle receivers just.
Yeah, after Wilson went down, the other guy can throw the.
Wilson's still not. Really good. That whole offense looks like it's.
Well, after,
what a difference a year makes, Mike.
Even though they have me favored probably by, 15 or something? Something ridiculous?
You're favored by 7.
All right, it should be 15. I'm going to take the Brothers Grimm because my team can't score any touchdowns. I'm not going to watch a goddamn minute till Sunday night. So
really? Why is that?
Fuck football.
What's Sunday night? What's the Sunday night game?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm just not even going to care. I'm going to be out howling at the wolves, enjoying myself.
Oh, that's right. You know, actually, I'm going to take the Imus on this
one. Yeah, well, that's your loss.
All right, and I don't have Jerry's picks.
Well, that's all right. He'll text him, two months
before.
But I was
thinking he would. If I was Jerry, I'd be taking the Grimm. I don't know why, but I'm.
Well, I have a feeling that one of these weeks I'm going to get high score. Every one of these pieces of shit are going to fucking go ape. Bananas.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be this week.
Well, that would be nice. I would like to be 5-7 or 4.
4-7.
4-7.
You could still finish 500.
That's the goal.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
This is a must win for you, though, right? Because if you lose this week.
I have to win the next 4.
That's what I mean.
A must win.
If you lose this, you're out. You might even be eliminated now. I'm not going to.
I'm not eliminated.
You're only one game behind first place.
I beat Jerry, so if I can get even with Jerry and beat him again, then I'll have the tiebreaker over him.
Wow. So. Wouldn't it be amazing if you were... All right, go ahead.
No, it ain't going to happen.
All right.
But it would be amazing.
It would be amazing.
There would be a new GM of the Year Award.
Give it to yourself.
Winner. That's right.
That's never happened, have you?
No.
Okay.
Hasn't happened.
That's pretty... It's
next one, I got the that, and it hasn't been close.
Yeah,
bada bing, 5-5, and the Bulldogs 4-6.
I got a 31 point favorite on him right now.
You are,
yeah.
I have I don't know what he's gonna do. I did this earlier yesterday, so I had Rodgers at Minnesota, Howard at home against New Orleans, but. I don't even know if he's playing because what's his face might be back.
Kamara.
No.
Sanders.
Yeah, Sanders.
Yeah, he's got Sanders in now.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got Sanders.
Yeah, he's got Sanders and Kamara.
It doesn't matter. Home against New Orleans.
Yeah.
Jefferson at Green Bay. He's got no cup. No cup this
no
week.
Cup.
That's good
for
the Bulldogs.
I like that a lot.
And he maybe Kamara.
I don't have
Philly.
Woods either, though.
Yeah, that's a big loss. Oh, yes, you don't even have him on your team.
I know.
Yeah. Did you get that text I sent you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, yeah.
Well,
I already knew about it.
Wow. I sent it as soon as I heard about it. You are into the pipeline this year, baby.
I am up on it, Mike.
Bulldogs, are you going to have Tannehill at Houston, I'm pretty sure.
Absolutely.
Eckler at home against Pittsburgh. Taylor at Buffalo. Uh-oh.
Tough one. There's a tough one. Yeah.
Yeah. And Eckler home against Pittsburgh is not too good. Oh, Cooper at KC. That's good. Carter at home against Miami. You playing Carter?
Yes, I am. And I'm going to also play DJ Moore against the Redskins.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't advertise that.
And I'm putting Henry back in.
Probably. You got Henry. I'm going to go with the Bulldogs. I think the Bulldogs are...
Thank you, Mike. I'm going with the Bulldogs myself. I'm going to win out, Mike. I think I'm going to win out and win this division, wrap it up, and say, welcome to the playoffs.
That's pretty big talk from a 4-6 guy.
Yeah, well.
If somebody in our division really needs to win out, because we could be 6-8.
A lot of the self-inflicted wounds that I know this team's really good. I
think Jerry might sneak in at 6-8.
If I just
win
get out
division.
Of the way, win a division at 6-8. All right. Go ahead,
next,
Mike.
I have DFW 0-10 with the Big TD's at 4-6.
You like his chances here.
I did.
He's 30 points below. Jerry's 30 points up.
Until that trade. That trade. Well, you know what, though? He still has CD. So he's got CD Lamb. Is that against Kansas City? It says CEH.
Yes, it is. Over under 56 points.
Wow. That is not bad. If Murray plays at Seattle.
He's got Jimmy in there now. Murray might play.
Anyway, defense.
He's got DeSean Jackson in.
Sanders at the Jets. That's pretty good. Panthers home against Washington. I don't know. And then Jerry's got Wilson. I don't know. Is he going with Wilson? Who's he going with?
He's got Wilson in there now, but you never know. Jerry's got that whole he's got that bogus lineup thing he likes to do.
I don't know. I think he'll do Wilson home against Arizona. Harris against Chargers.
Harris is just, like you said,
he's going to get hurt. Dylan at Minnesota. He's going to run apeshit. Chase at the Raiders. I think the Raiders are done. I think they had too much emotional fucking. You can't play under that kind of 10 years of stress, turmoil.
Yeah.
And Pitts against New England. And New England is going to shut down. They always shut down the best player on the other team. So Pitts ain't going to get dick. I bet he doesn't get 30 fucking yards.
So you like DFW in this?
I had them circled until that trade. And I can't do it with after that trade. So I got to take the big TDs. But it would not – all the pressure's on Jerry. He could be the one to fall.
Yes, I know.
I'm so glad I've already played him.
Yeah, me too. I know. I'm taking DFW in an upset.
Oh!
I just think that –
if Murray goes off, CD and the CEH plays, there, it's lining up. It's lining up for him.
Yeah. I like the way it lines up this week for him. I just I'm glad I'm not playing him this week.
Right. Here's a big one. Bailing out against the Heroes.
Is this the game of the week? Almost has to be, no? Snipers and the Reapers. Is that what you're thinking of the game
know.
Of the week?
I don't know. This is probably it. I think the bailing out and the Heroes is probably it.
So far, bailing out's ahead by 10, 112 to 102. Not ahead, I mean favored.
Favored, right. So they have Brady at home against the Giants Monday night. He's going to fucking go off. Jacobs home against Cincinnati. Jacobs sucks. Mitchell, he's probably not even going to – he might not play. He broke his finger.
Didn't help stop him from getting just enough to beat me last
week. Yeah, just enough. Wasn't by a half a point, though. And then we have Lamb at Kansas City.
He's already
that's right. He doesn't have Lamb anymore.
He's already got McCaffrey in there.
Who's he play? Where do they play? Who's
Washington at home. No. Yeah, they got Washington Redskins at home.
Dante Johnson at Chargers. Kittle at Jacksonville. Kittle's got 2 touchdowns 2 weeks in a row. Marquise Brown at Chicago. Steelers defense against Jacksonville.
He still has Mitchell in there, though. Maybe he will play. I heard he broke his finger, though.
Yeah, he did. He had surgery. So it's going to be a game-time decision to see how it heals. My guess is he's not.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Yeah, but, it's tough for a running back to play with a broken finger.
Yeah. So, but maybe he does. Maybe he'll get in there. I hope he plays one play and goes, yeah, you know what? That fucking hurts. I can't do it.
Oh, that would suck.
He sits him out.
That's happened before.
Then we have the Heroes, Prescott. Oh, and at Kansas City. That's going to be a fucking shootout. Holy shit. Stevenson at Atlanta. And I think... What's their second running back? Who do they have in? I'm assuming they're going to have
Foreman.
Harris.
No, Foreman. They have Foreman in there now.
Okay. Well, that's all right. Henderson was on a bye. So they have Hill at home against Dallas. Oof. Oh, boy. Diggs at home against Indy. And Indy's, like, ranked 28th against...
You got to like Heroes matchups here.
Yeah.
I don't understand why CBS has them 10-point dogs.
Yeah. Cooks against Tennessee. Oh, my. You know what? I'm going to take Bailen out.
What? All right.
I was liking what I was reading. But I kind of just – the Prescott at Kansas City, Kansas City's defense really has been playing better. So that has me slightly concerned. And I think Brady at home against the Giants after losing two in a row. I think he's going to just he's going to get fucking 50 points.
I don't see it that way, Mike. I think that I think the Heroes put together some serious points this week.
It's a big game.
Yeah. I'm going with the Heroes.
Okay. I don't blame you. There's a lot of toss-ups this week.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Snipers. Well, you know what? Let's save them. Let's go to,
let's go to the
P4 against the B team. 3-7 against 9-1.
24-point dog is the P4 right now.
He's got
P4.
Herbert at home.
Carter was saying, this is, correct me if I'm wrong, but this if B team wins this week, that they swept the entire league as far as outside the division.
Yeah, because the only team they lost to is bailing out.
Yep.
That's pretty interesting. He's got a lot of tiebreakers, but the one he doesn't have is to win a division to get that bye. That sucks.
I'm sure he would trade all those other ones in for that one, for sure.
Wow. Well, maybe not all the other ones. He'd be my record if he did that.
So if it would come down, if Hardy would beat him, they'd be tied at the divisions. Let's just assume they beat DFW and they go win. They win out. So they'd be tied for conference or division score, tied ahead ahead. If Hardy can make up those 50 points,
well, no, he would. They're both 9-1.
I'm saying if Hardy would beat Ed
and lose somewhere else,
and they'd be tied somewhere.
Where do you think he's going to lose? Do you think he's going to lose to P4, DFW? Maybe the Snipers.
Snipers.
That's the only
Snipers
one.
Is the one that could beat him. All right.
I don't
The look
I
on your face
so.
Is saying.
I think okay. The B team, yeah.
Snipers just won by 70.5. They just
got
to
right.
win.
Yeah, they just lit it up.
All right.
Enough to beat me. Well, yeah, so, yeah, there's no reason to go over this. Mahomes at Dallas. Come on. What are we doing here? It's Debo Samuel at Jacksonville. Connor at Seattle. Yeah, I'm taking the B team.
It pains me to do this, Mike. It really pains me. I don't think I've taken the B team at all this year so far.
I'm pretty sure you're going to in this one.
I hate to do it. God, I hate to do it. I really hate to do it. I'm going in the upset. No, I can't.
You're taking the,
I took the
front runner for GM of the year.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Game
that
of
leaves,
the week.
That leaves the game of the week, I believe.
6-point dog. Reaper's 6-point dog. Closest game. CBS has this as closest game of the week.
Oh, okay. So we got the Snipers have Burrow and Mixon.
They got Burrow back, right?
Yep. Burrow and Mixon at the Raiders.
That's good.
Cook at home against Green Bay. You know what, though? He's got Patterson may not play. Claypool's hurt. Antonio Brown may not play.
He picked up Robbie Anderson today, which is an interesting pick.
Yeah. Yeah, he's coming off the big win against me. He's a little beat up.
Yeah.
He's got – yeah.
I don't know, man.
They have Allen against that Indy pass defense.
Woo. You get a lot of points from that one.
Ingram at Philly. Barkley
maybe.
Maybe
Barkley turns it loose finally.
I think maybe he plays this week at Tampa. And he's got Robinson at San Francisco.
Kelsey
at Dallas. Oh, he's just Godwin at home against the Giants. That's good. Thielen at home.
Yeah, got
holy shit!
He's got the death pool on the line too.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Reaper.
All right, I'm going the Reaper too.
So that was but there's this is do or die for me, and I'm probably gonna be die. You know, unless the whole other division loses, and then I win the last three, and a whole bunch of other shit
going on
has
around.
To go. Otherwise, it looks like. I'll be sitting next to P4, maybe the Bada Bing. It looks like the four of us might be over there since he only scored one touchdown. But he got a win. He got the win. That's what matters.
And here we are with losses, you know. Man, like I said, I've had a rough couple weeks. I should be.
You know, I was thinking about
I should be 6-4, in my opinion.
If you don't win, you'll be over sitting on our side of the table. And, like, the Bing and you and me, we're all sitting on that. And Jerry, well, Jerry would be the one to win. We're all sitting on the far end, and we'll all be at the other fucking end.
Just means like a complete upside down from last year. Well, the Grim, too. Well, the Grim's solid.
Yeah, the Grim's solid. But I still like the Reaper to win that. And, well, and the Heroes.
It's going to be an interesting, these last 3 weeks.
I really love that. I love the finish of those the three divisional games and starting with the three divisions.
Yeah, I like the way the schedule's come to play this year. And basically because, I didn't have to do anything with it. But I do like the way you start out 3-3. I like it.
Yeah, sounds good.
It's going to be an interesting couple weeks. This is the last non-division week. The buys really haven't played much into effect. I like the fact that it's stretched out a little bit more. There's not as many teams on buys each week. You notice that?
Yeah, yeah. But,
but it's weird how some of the buys go into our playoffs, though. I don't know if you notice that.
Yeah, I want to see exactly when there's a running back plays for the Bulldogs that has like a pretty late buy, Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, gosh.
And I want to see who you're – if you're matched up with Jerry that week, that's really not good for you. Let's see here. You're checking.
You really want to do this. I'm just going to see. Yeah, he is. Week 14.
Is that when you play Jerry?
It is.
You don't play P4 then?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Week 14.
Jerry?
Play Jerry last.
Womp, womp, womp.
Well, hopefully by then I'll have the division wrapped up.
Well, there's a good chance because,
Jerry could lose two in a row.
We do have our 4-6 is leading it, baby. We're pathetic. All right, one last Lions head for the road. Yeah, fuck. Well, I don't know. What else we got here? We're done with the previews. Yeah. We talked about your vacation.
Yeah.
Talked about watching Hunter Renfrow fuck me in the ass. So we're good.
I don't know, man. It's going to be I think I have a good feeling about this week, though. I can't lose 3 weeks in a row like this. I think my team's just too damn good to be this record. I'm really upset with myself, Mike.
Yeah?
If I could just stay out of my own way sometimes.
I was looking at my team, and there's not one person that
you'd keep
produced. There's not fucking one.
Hey, how was golf with Joel the other week?
It was great. It was fun. Yeah.
Last week?
I won. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Played pretty well. That course is long. I hit the ball really good, and I got like a 88, and they had like 96, 100, something like that.
Yeah, I didn't play at the course. There was a golf course in this resort down there. I didn't play at it. I should have. But I figured I can play golf anywhere.
Yeah. I did it once in Bermuda because of the horticulture around the course isn't anything like you'd see, up here.
Well, this was like in the rainforest, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But it was too damn, very humid. You wanted to be near the beach and stuff. So.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
That might be it. Let me just put on some Bert.
Yeah?
You can show me how to upload this. And I brought my computer, and apparently we don't really have a goddamn USB port. It's not good.
It just means that it's Bluetooth pretty much everything.
Okay.
And I think this equipment we have here is Bluetooth enabled, but we have not done it. Maybe that would help with some of our static.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Since, whenever we plug this in.
Oh, and just to let everybody know, next week it's going to be Tuesday.
That's right.
For sure Jerry's going to be here. So
I had talked to Hardy about maybe going down to his place,
We could all go down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I've heard that for the last year and a half. But all right. We'll keep saying it. If you will.
Yeah, we don't want to do it on Wednesday.
Before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you guys shouldn't be anywhere on the road that night.
down here today was a fucking hour. This traffic absolutely sucks.
Yeah.
222 and then the 30. To come down and do this goddamn podcast that all of a sudden really sucks ass when you're 3-7 and you don't want to do it. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, we can cancel the podcast if you like, but there's a lot of people that enjoy it, Mike.
They enjoy my suffering. That's what they enjoy.
Oh, they love that.
They love to hear me come here.
Absolutely love your
spout
suffering.
My shit and then lose it next week again. You know,
there's something to be said about enjoying other people's demise. It's one of my favorite.
You are one game ahead of me, Troy. It's not like you're running away with a championship here. I'm pretty sure
I'm telling you, Mike, this team of mine is going to go back to the I perceive myself in the championship game.
I perceive Jerry in the championship game.
Really?
Well, no. I mean, we're winning our division. I think
you think Jerry's going to win it?
But it's either you or him. I'm pretty sure it's not Cooch.
No.
And I'm even more sure it's not me.
Well, why don't we get some predictions on let's say it right now. Who do you
I like the B team. B team's going to win the cup.
God, don't say that. Come on.
Well,
you remember when we were on the line here.
Yeah. And that would even help me even more.
Oh, I'd like to.
Go B team.
I would like to play him in the playoffs.
If he was a man.
I'd like to play him. We're up to 174 plays.
Yeah, who cares? That's a big fucking.
Ever since you.
Big snow job.
Thanks a lot, Orson. Now you took away all of Mike's.
13 people listened to the freaking thing.
Now you don't even want to hear how many times it's been played.
No, why would I? Who?
You don't give a shit now.
I think what happens is if somebody puts it on for 3 minutes.
You were so excited when
they fall asleep and they wake up and they put it on again. Then they fall asleep. I wake up, put it on again.
You were so excited when I would read these numbers before.
Well, yeah.
Now you don't even want to listen. Now you could give.
That's
two
why
shits.
I was doing copious notes. I thought. There's a lot of people. Maybe I'll become famous.
Well,
you know what
happens? There's nobody in the Germany. He's still that one dude over there. So Texas is still.
I thought we were going to make picks. What's
Ready?
Your pick? You were going to make a pick there? You backed off of what we thought was going to happen. Whoa. I tell you what, I think
the Bulldogs are going to win it all.
I think the B team and I think bailing out are in the playoffs. I think. Between the Brothers Grimm.
Oh, yeah, I'll take the Lion's Head.
Brothers Grimm and the Mighty Heroes. And
I thought you were picking the Reaper out of that division.
And the Reaper. I think all three of those. And I think all three of those are going to make the playoffs. I don't think the
How's
Snipers
that possible?
Are. Because Snipers aren't. I think.
Well, that's not it can't because the B team or the bailing out is one of the wild cards, right? Huh? One, two. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I can't add that.
And there's
right.
one. There's going to be one from our division that's going to make the playoffs.
Yeah,
that could be. I mean, it's up to the Snipers. They're the only ones that can knock out one of those other teams.
So you don't think the Snipers are going to get in, even though they have a better record than the Reaper right now?
I like the Reaper's team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Reaper's team. I think Brothers Grimm, I think, are falling in some injuries. They're getting weak. I like the Heroes.
Carter's team, our Heroes, are looking good all of a
yeah,
sudden.
Yeah,
they're starting to get healthy and starting to perform right.
And they have
right
a quarterback. They have everything you need.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it could easily be Heroes and then.
And Stafford's been off. Something he's been on. Something's going on there. Someone was saying that they were like trying to force it into to Beckham, and that's why that interception was. And whatever. I
didn't watch it. I don't know. Can't help
I
you
couldn't.
Out.
I was traveling, and I was when I did the refresh and saw that the Rams defense scored 2 points. And I was so pissed.
I bet you were. I woke up.
I thought for sure I won that.
I woke up. And I was like, fucking Troy lost.
That's the way you. That's the way. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm still in it, baby.
Well, I'm glad that it brought you pleasure.
I did.
Because it
did
really
a
sucked
bit.
For me on Tuesday morning.
I'm sure you looked at my score and were like, oh, darn, Mike. That's actually a shame. That's a shame you lost
as soon as
a point.
As soon as I landed in Baltimore, I took it off airplane mode. I illegally took it off of airplane mode. I was not at the gate. TSA is not listening to this. And I refreshed, and I saw that the Rams did absolutely shit for the Bulldogs. And then I lost by like 4 points. Then I realized I'm so hung up on this Rams defense. If I would have just played the Vikings, I would have been. Whatever. You can't.
You can't pick a defense. That's a complete. You might as well just throw dice out, and everybody just gets shit. That's either lucky or not.
Yeah, well, I think Ed got. I'm telling you this right now. Ed got lucky this week. And he does not want to come across the Bulldogs later on this year, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
In fact, I'm telling you right now, Mike, if I win this division, people are going to be overlooking the Bulldogs.
And no, you got a good. You and Jerry both have. I'm just here to rile you up because you and Jerry's team are very equal.
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, but you do have Tannehill coming up with a bye against him, and you or not Tannehill, Taylor.
Yeah.
Well,
I got Carter playing well.
It's a big loss.
Carter's playing well.
Would you rather have Taylor on when you play him?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, well, you don't.
I'm hoping that by then Jerry will be.
So Jerry can fall a game behind.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And then play you without Taylor.
I'm actually like
when
it's not even a tie, and he's got DFW this week too. So, but even though DFW could beat him, this is the week.
I think
we need to
wrap this up.
Come on, Scott, please pull one out for me this week.
Let's play a little Bert.
All right, Mike.
I got my lady at home waiting for me.
Oh, yeah?
The lady snake. Say it's a little boy snake. Sal.
The world needs now is love.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world. Sweet love. No, not just for some. Everyone.